Yeah. Are we ready?
You're ready. I'm ready.
What's that one? I just want to make sure. I just want to make sure you knew which one to push.
Label.
I'm going to put the labels on there. We're going to put the labels on there. This thing came with some labels, and I didn't think we needed them, but I was proven wrong.
Oh, my God.
We definitely need them.
You guys definitely need them. I don't touch the damn thing.
Oh, you guys sound great.
You sound great, too.
I can't even sit with you guys, man. I'm on a budget.
Make him sit outside.
I can't even. I'm going to call in. Shit.
Call in.
I'm just going to go home. Take my mic and go home.
I think you're sounding pretty good, though.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I don't need the sympathy. All right.
You do sound great.
Welcome back, beautiful people, to Enjoy the Podcast.
Yeah.
I am one of three hosts.
Yeah.
JD. And we have, because I read some of the comments, we still have to keep Lovely Los.
We do have to keep.
Because you ain't going to say it.
What you mean?
People still want the Lovely Los title.
Yeah, they were actually upset that you didn't call yourself Lovely Los.
How would I ever call myself Lovely Los? You people are smoking meth.
And the one and only Mr. Jared Brady.
Hey, what's going on, everybody?
Who's better in person? Then on the show. That's a compliment. I mean that shit. That's a compliment. And here on Enjoy the Podcast, where our opinions are just as strong as our hairline.
Yeah, yeah.
We got another good one for you.
I like that line.
This week.
That's a good line.
Today, we're going to be talking about the current version of us today.
Yeah.
Would it work with an ex?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So,
wait, I want to ask, how did you land on this, you know,
so topic? I, Shay and I did an episode on Who Can Relate, and it's called Toxic Relationships. And so, in there, by the
damn,
way,
it's getting crazy outside right now.
So, there was a comment on there, and I think it was a woman, and she said, I wonder if it was more Shay for JD's, like, you know, evolveness and making the necessary changes, or if it was just the timing of it. Mm. And I wonder if, paraphrasing, I wonder if JD today could work out with an ex. So it got me thinking.
And what do you think? Do you think that the version that you are today would work with any of your exes?
So I think it's, for me, I just need to, like, get more of an understanding of the definition of working.
Yeah.
It would be a lot better than what it was, for sure. Mm-hmm. There'd be less arguing, less toxicity. Mm. But ultimately, because Shay and I actually were talking about it last night, and it's also based on your take on
my?
Yeah.
What did I do?
we were watching the Kevin episode.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, I was like, babe, do you honestly, like, if we were to not work out and I was going to go back with the next, like,
yeah,
you're cool with that? And she's like, well, I don't think you would. I'm like, yeah, I know I wouldn't, but hypothetically.
I love that answer.
You know?
Well, you wouldn't. But what if I did?
Yeah. Hypothetically. No, so, I mean, it technically, I guess, would work, but would it work out? And maybe that's how I'll phrase it.
Yeah.
And I ultimately think, and I believe in my heart of hearts, I'm with the right person.
Mm-hmm.
I found the right person. Again, things would be a lot easier with any other ex, but sustainability wise, I don't think, because here's the thing. It's not just, it takes two people, mm-hmm, right? Like, I have no idea, you know, on the other end.
It's a relationship. It's a relationship. It takes two to tango.
So yeah.
Yeah. It's interesting. You know, where thinking about that question, would I work the person that I am today with one of my exes?
Yeah.
There's a part of me that wants to say yes, but then there's a part of me that's like, I don't know if I would, because not because of the work or the this and that. I think it really has to do with my natural essence. I would have to change a lot about myself,
right,
to fit in work with one of my exes.
Yeah.
I think that we are just so different.
Bro, hold on. You're gonna have your boy in the back. He's just all in the shot.
Oh, that's fine.
Just chugging.
There's nothing we can do about it.
Chugging water.
He's working.
I think that there's nothing that there's I would have to change so much about myself for it to work out with my ex.
More than what you already have?
Yeah. Because yes, we probably would fight less, but I would be probably more unhappy.
Oh, yeah.
Because I wouldn't be advocating for what I wanted. You know what I mean? Yeah. I would be having to change myself because I know what they want. I know what they need. And what I would want to provide or what I would want to be in that relationship, mm-hmm. it wouldn't work with them. Mm-hmm. Now, the thing about it is that I do know what it takes to love somebody. And I do know what it takes to have a healthy relationship.
Sure.
So if I was willing to put a lot of the things that I care about and what matters to me aside and be the person that I know that they want me to be, yes, mm-hmm. it would work. Mm-hmm. But long term, no, I don't think
just
that
be miserable.
Yeah, I don't yeah. think yeah. that would work out, you know.
And also, too, I mean, let's take this approach to it as well. Like the person you are today, would you even entertain in any of your exes?
Yeah.
And or let's say they've evolved. Mm-hmm. Let's give mm-hmm. them their mm-hmm. credit, mm-hmm. right? Benefit of the doubt. Would they even entertain the version of you that they had?
I don't think they would.
They damn sure wouldn't
yeah.
have entertained it for me.
Yeah.
And now there's a couple that I'm thinking, like, I wouldn't even entertain them either.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I definitely would. I could see myself in an alternate universe, running into one of my exes and they weren't my ex and I would entertain it. But I feel like who I am today goes completely against what they want and matter to them.
Okay. Can you
So when I say that, I say that in the sense of like, you know, the relationship style that Shannon and I have built, I don't know if we didn't work out, I don't know if I would want to change that because I don't think we did. We wouldn't work out not because of the relationship style. Mm-hmm. We wouldn't work out because we just grew apart.
Exactly.
But I love the relationship style that we are in. And when I was in like traditional monogamous relationships with all of my exes, mm-hmm. it never grooved right. Yeah. So I just feel like they wouldn't entertain me because I would put it on the table of like, this is the style of relationship that I want to be in. Mm-hmm. And then they would probably be like, this is not what I want.
So another follow-up question for you guys. Mm-hmm. Have you ever thought in a new relationship, you see different sides of yourself. It's Los's favorite thing that I would say is different people bring out different sides of you. So let's say you're seeing now this new improved side of you. Did you guys ever think like, I wonder if I could work with back in the day? Has it ever crossed your mind?
No, definitely. I used to have this stance that I could work with anybody. It's very arrogant to think, you know, but I used to have a stance that like, I think I have what it takes to work with anybody. Mm-hmm.
Everybody.
Explain a little bit, Jay, because I want people give me context.
Definitely. I used to have the stance of like, you know, I can work with anybody because I understand love languages.
Yeah.
I understand apology languages. Yeah. I understand communication.
Yeah.
I understand how to go through the fire and figure out how we can have a dialogue that's not abusive. Mm-hmm. So the bearings and the foundation of any relationships I possess, mm-hmm. I understand how they work. When it comes down to friendships, but it comes down to any type of relationship.
Can I add to your accolades?
Yeah.
One of your biggest gifts that you have is your adaptability.
Oh, thank you.
So that also would help.
Exactly.
In that realm.
And so, you know, I have this phrase and I used to get shit for it all the time of like, I could work with anybody that I wanted to.
Right.
You know what I mean? And so people take that as a shot at Shan. Mm-hmm. But the reality of it is like, no, actually, it's more a testament to Shan because I can work with anybody else, but I choose Shan. You know what I mean? Mm. So I just think like, I think there is something to be said about somebody who has, just to your point, has done the work when it comes to problem solving, when it comes to having a relationship and then a healthy one, that we would be able to work with anybody if we wanted to put certain things aside.
Right.
Actually, let me ask you this.
Sure.
What did Shay say when she asked if you were going to go back to an ex, like, or if you did,
how did she
feel about that?
How did she ask or how did she respond?
I guess both.
She said, I think I don't want to butcher this. She said something like, I know for a fact that there's not an ex that you would go back to or be with. Mm. That's what she said. And I said, no, for sure. I agree with you. And I said, but again, hypothetically to what the context was for the episode before, I said, but even if I did, I still don't think it's going to work. I'm, you know, consider myself new and improved or better.
Do you think
that's version.
Because Shay is so incredible? Or do you think that's because you have done the work to make it work with Shay?
Good question. My gut, I guess, told me when you were asking, like, it is a testament to just who I am today.
Yeah.
Thankfully, I met Shay during that time.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But yeah, for sure. Like who I am today. There are my last ex, I wouldn't have given the time of day
Yeah.
I mean, no offense to her, and she can say the same thing about me. We just were like, I was fire, she was fuel. I mean, it just wasn't a good match at all. Mm-hmm. So, but back then I used to think like, I used to try to fit a square peg in a round hole.
Yeah.
And I just kept just beating myself, you know, over the head about it. But yeah, but you know, not to discredit Shay, obviously.
Yeah.
But you know, it's one of those things like, you know, if a great opportunity comes to you, if a label comes to you, Jay, or if an artist comes to you, Los, and is like, hey, I want to work with you guys, and your skills aren't up to date or you're not ready for that type of opportunity, it's going to pass you by or you're going to mess it up. Mm. It's the same thing with me. Like, if I didn't put the work in, Shay being my great opportunity, that shit would have just went right past me.
Yeah.
And the one that got away kind of thing. Mm. There's a great line from her's latest song, Damage. And she said, either love me or I'm a lesson. Bye. That would have been Shay. Either I loved her or she would have been a lesson for me. 100%.
Mm. This could be cut out. But I feel that you kind of, not in the same situation, but you kind of went through a situation where there was a girl that you dealt with in the past that you felt like, oh, maybe this can work now that I've leveled up in my character and things. And you've figured out some other things. But I mean, this can be something that we don't have to talk about because it's fresh.
Is this so I'm on the right path.
This is brand new.
My bad, Los. No, but we kind of touched on this brand new. The old spot, though.
Basically, you know, I know that you were dating a woman back in the day. Mm. It didn't work out.
Yep.
You guys didn't continue moving forward.
Right.
And what ended up happening is you guys gave some space. Mm-hmm. You revisited it.
Yep.
After time, mm-hmm. so there's been the Los you are today wasn't the Los that was dating her originally.
Right.
So you being the person that you are today, you wanted to give it a second shot, and I wanted to know how that, you know, transpired.
Yeah, sometimes, and I mean, I don't know how much she's changed as well at this point, but definitely, like, the last time I saw her, I wonder... Sometimes I wonder what I see in people that blinds me to the bullshit. Because you know what I mean? Because, like, it's always there.
Yeah. Mm.
I feel like there's always some, like, and there it was the red flags were there the first time I met her.
Mm-hmm.
I willfully ignored them. Second time that we hung out was even worse. I mean, it wasn't worse. Like, things, it's weird. Like, they would go cool until they didn't. And then it would be like, all right, you know, here it goes. But, yeah, the third time is when I was kind of, you know, this is when I've been matured, I've grown more. And I just realized, like, you're just not my type.
Yeah.
Like, I guess at the time, initially she was, but like at this point, I'm just, man, like I wanted to try, like JD said, you know, it was basically a square peg in a round hole. And I didn't realize it until, you know, the last time we hung out. And it was just, every little thing that I didn't notice before was now just like glaring at me in the face.
So how long did that last? Did the?
Oh no, it was like we hung out that one time, and I was like, I'm good. Like,
gotcha.
Like we're cool. Like don't like there's no bad blood or anything like that between us. But it just made me realize why we didn't work from the beginning. Mm-hmm. Instead of like me just kind of being like, what is it? Like why don't we get along? Like I think we should. And it's like, oh okay, it's because of X, Y, Z. I see what's going on.
Yeah.
So, I mean, for me right now, I think there's maybe one ex or one person that I was seeing that it might work now.
Mm.
It might work better, actually. Probably would work a lot better for her. For me, it would be better as well. But, like, she would get a lot more of what she wanted at that time that she wasn't getting as far as just openness and communication, you know, things along that line.
Yeah.
So there's, like, one that it would do well with. Or I would do well with probably, but the others, they suck.
Cause
y'all suck.
Here's another thought too. Like, have you guys ever been in a situation where you've ended a relationship or it ended, and then you tried to go again at it?
Oh yeah.
Okay, so when that happens,
I love a good replay.
Yeah. So for me, because the idea is fun, and there's something,
And it starts out fun.
Exactly. And there's something that happens in our brain. I had this whole dialogue with my therapist multiple times years ago, and it's losing me right now. But He said there's chemicals in our brain that we're able to control the narrative of our story in our mind, right? So, like, we can only consciously tell our subconscious, like, remember the good that she was doing? Remember how she cooked for you when you got home from work? And like, but you ignore the red flags, to your point, Lois, of all that. Yeah. So then when you go back and you're like, okay, maybe this time it could be different because I remember when she cooked for me and whatever. And then you are a couple months in or however your time frame is and you're right. like, oh yeah, what you just, and you're thinking to yourself, man, what she just did, that's why I forgot I didn't like that. Yeah, and all those things start to add up and you're like, this is why it didn't work. Mm-hmm. So full circle, no matter how much I've changed, no matter how much she's changed, right? Like, people bring out certain sides of you.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Evolved, for sure. Not evolved, whatever. And yeah. And it doesn't matter how well you groom yourself or they groom themselves. It just might not be a good match.
So yeah. are you team, it will never work out with an ex if you go back?
I wouldn't say never. Okay. That's strong. And it's tough too, because we don't know context of obviously if everyone's listening, you know, we all have our own unique individual stories. But I think, for example, if there's a cheater in the relationship and then you're trying to figure out if you can trust him or her again, that's layered.
Yeah.
That's levels.
Yeah.
The person who got cheated on, maybe it's a childhood thing where their parents had it's a whole thing. You know what I mean? So it's like, that's heavy. I do believe in never say never. I just personally, from what I have dealt with my exes, I just don't see it working out.
Yeah.
You know, I don't see it being better than what I have.
Yeah. That's a key thing to take away. It's like the relationship that you're in right now, you feel is the best that how you ever had.
But here's the devil's advocate, right? To that. Yeah. What if someone doesn't have like what if I was single?
So, all right, you know, what if somebody is single and they're having thoughts about their past and they're thinking about their ex and they're like, oh, well, maybe he's not that bad. Maybe she's not that bad. Maybe I can work this out. She's
terrible.
I've grown a little bit. I've evolved a little bit. Maybe I can make this work.
Mm-hmm. What do you think? Shaking his head.
No?
Probably not.
No? Why?
Just because you've evolved doesn't mean they've evolved or not devolved. You know what I mean? Like,
how do you find that out? Like, can you give it a try?
You have to try to find out, but
it's probably not.
How often does that actually work, though? Like, how many times do you know, how many of your friends have you known that got back with an ex and it worked out for them?
Yeah, that's a good point. I don't know too many.
I know one couple that got back together. It was my aunt and uncle. Mm-hmm. At one point, they separated, and then after, maybe 5 or 6 years they remarried or they came back together. I'm not sure they ever actually officially got divorced, but they did, they went their own ways for a little while and then they're like, you know what, back together.
Yeah,
that's a good point.
And they're great now, but
you gotta play the percentages.
It's the only couple I know of that separated, got back together, and actually that it worked.
That's a good point.
I think a lot of it has to do with, you know, because I was the person that when the relationship would end, we have talked about this before, about the 6 month timeline, what happens with men and women. And if you're new here, welcome. Better late than never, but never late is better. There's a 6 month rule where men, traditionally, in the first 6 months of a breakup, best way to get over a bro is get under something else, right?
Enjoy
the streets podcast. Talking, not your boy.
I thought that was what women say. The best way to get over a man is to get under a new one. Isn't that a women thing?
Yeah, I don't even know what the hell I just said. Yeah. Maybe I totally
I think for a guy it'd be something like the best way to get over is to get on a new one.
Thank you.
But I got you. I knew what you were saying.
All right. And with women
get under a new one.
With women, you can get under a girl.
Yeah.
No, you
can. Yeah, okay.
Unless you're just being difficult. No.
He helped me out. With women in the first 6 months, they take out the magnifying glass, the microscope. They dissect everything. And they also take accountability. How could I have been better? What if I would have done this, right? So the point of all that is when you're single and you're thinking about the ex, it should, in my opinion, I was going off of, what could they have done better? And I was always pointing the finger at them. Now, if I was to be single again, I would take a look at the mirror for myself. And I'd be like, well, is this relationship serving me? Mm. It's like a job opportunity. Again, I'll roll with these. Where it's not so much, am I good enough for the job? Am I going to get this? It's like, is the job good enough for you, though?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? Are they deserving of your hire?
Do you think that, all right, so going back to, you know, Lo saying no, your team, that probably just not a good idea.
Odds are no.
And I was team like, maybe give it a try. And I, now hearing you guys talk about it, I'm like, maybe it's not a good idea.
I don't see something wrong with giving it a try.
Yeah, give it a shot.
I just don't think that it's going to work how we think in our heads.
Because to your point, I don't know anybody who's gotten back with an ex. And if there's anybody watching who has, maybe you can drop a story. But I actually don't know anybody who's gotten back with an ex and it worked.
Yeah.
I don't. I've gotten back with an ex and it didn't work.
Yeah.
Multiple times.
Same.
You said something that made me think of the reasoning why people try it. And you were talking about like how our brain will, you know, create its own narrative and thing. Mm-hmm. Well, it's kind of like, and I was talking about this on live the other day, how, I don't know why I brought it up, but is this thing called an inconsistent reward. Right. And that's what Vegas makes their money on. They make a killing on it, because what it is, it's like, all right, well, 9 out of 10 hands I lose, but that one hand that I win,
you'll remember that.
I only remember that one. I don't remember the other 9 that I just lost.
Right.
And that's kind of like an ex right there. Like, you forget all the hands you lost, and you just think about that one good hand on the beach,
right?
And like, you know, that weekend, and all of a sudden, the next thing you know, you're back in the shit. So that's how I look at it. Like, it's a bad breakup, like going back with an ex, you're fixated on that inconsistent reward.
It's a seducer. That's like a high quality of a seduction technique. Giving that inconsistent reward, it leaves people on that addiction of like
wanting more of that.
Exactly.
More of that one thing. I am team try, but here's what I'll say. I am team try only if you have done the internal work to make sure you're going into this situation, if you want to try again, to where it best serves you.
Mm.
Because at the end of the day, if people are like, well, that's selfish. Let's look at it like this.
You got to be selfish to be selfless.
Self-love isn't selfish. It's important. Mm. It's necessary. The more I love myself, the more my wife would benefit. The more you guys would benefit. The more anyone in my life would benefit, and vice versa.
Yeah.
If you really want me to layman's terms it, you can't pour from an empty cup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So make sure your cup is full as Los takes a sip. Perfect timing.
Thank you.
Make sure your cup is full. Make sure that you're in tune with your self-worth, your value system, what your morals and standards are now that you've learned your lessons and you're applying them to the, you know, consistent change.
Yeah.
And then let's reassess if Mr. and Mrs. or whoever you were with in the past is still going to serve you today.
It's interesting. I have a couple stories of trying to get back with an ex.
How'd that go?
I'm trying to remember him.
Well, he has a couple stories.
I'm trying to remember him. Hey guys, I gave a lot of blood today, don't mind me.
I'm a little out.
Yeah, I'm getting there.
I remember one of my exes. We broke up a lot of times. Okay. We broke up a lot of times, and we tried a lot of times.
Can I ask you a quick question? Yeah. Would you consider that relationship toxic?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, 1,000%.
And only ask because that's, for me, with toxic relationships, it was on and off, on and off, on and off. Because you're trying to get that fix, and you're like, it could be so simple.
Well, it's like it's you break up with somebody and you go through your life and then you're thinking to yourself, oh man, like, was I the problem?
Right.
Did I do it wrong? And then you get back with them and then you're like, oh, they're still here.
Same shit, different
still
day.
Still problems going on.
Yeah.
And then you break up and then you're like, oh, that was childhood. We broke over pizza. But it's really not about the pizza.
Damn, it's about the pizza.
It's way underneath.
I'd break up with you over pizza.
But you know what I'm saying? It's like the petty shit that makes the breakup. So you focus on the petty shit and you're like, no, we were good, you know. So that was happening. And then one of my exes, we broke up one time.
Mm. One time.
And there had been probably like 2 years. Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe longer. Wow. Maybe longer, actually.
Yeah.
And we didn't try to, and this is where it probably went wrong, but didn't have the conversation like, let's try this again. Mm-hmm. We just ended up at the same spot. And we, you know, did something.
Wait, like literally, physically ended up at the same spot?
Yeah,
or
yeah,
like
yeah.
Metaphorically?
No, we ended up at the same spot.
You just bumped into each other.
They made plans.
No, we made plans after we bumped into each other. So we bumped into each other and we were like, oh man, I actually kind of missed this. This is actually a thing. So then we
miss you.
So then we made plans to, wait, what'd you say?
She was like, I actually kind of miss you hitting it from the back.
Oh my gosh.
She was like, hey, I miss doing that too. No, we didn't have that conversation.
Oh, okay. So then we actually hung out. We gave it a shot. And this is actually, you know, this has nothing to do with the topic at hand, but. We're here. I could not have sex.
Really?
Physically.
Because of all the toxic...
physically.
Memories.
Physically.
Yeah.
Could not get it done.
Dog, I've been there. I've been there too.
It's never happened to me before.
Yeah, I feel you.
And I just remember thinking to myself, dang, like, I mentally want to do this.
I know.
I mentally want to be here.
I know.
I've had it happen one time in my life.
But my homie...
This guy's just...
Yeah. I know, it's a lot going on. I know this is completely off topic.
No, but it's relevant.
But I actually think, you know, from saying that, you know, and I remember sitting back like, dang, like, were we this toxic?
Right.
That, like, my guy downstairs is like, nah, bro.
He's like, bro, I'm not going in there. I'm not coming up.
I'm staying down here.
We're not working, bro.
Yeah.
And so it really was. Right.
For sure. Back on the couch,
and
like,
yeah.
I remember going back home and being like, damn, like,
yeah.
This, and we never tried again after that.
Well, you know what it was, dog? Like, when you're in the fog.
Yeah.
You can't see clearly.
Yeah.
And when you get out of the fog, everything becomes way more clear. Yeah. It makes more sense.
Yeah.
But when you're in that fog, it's tough. And you keep trying to talk yourself into something.
Mm-hmm.
And you keep trying to, like, scratch that itch and so on and so forth. And if you're the wrong attachment style or you're the wrong, you haven't healed from your own stuff, that's a vicious cycle.
Yeah.
And I'll also add this to it too, like, a lot of times for people, they may have some insecurity issues, lack of self-confidence, self-doubt, to where they think, I don't even deserve better. That's like a whole nother topic, maybe.
Shit,
it's heavy, but I've been there.
Yeah.
Because I remember thinking, like, I don't deserve better than this
when you're in the relationship.
Yeah. And I remember thinking, like, this is the best I can get.
Wow. Yeah. How do you, and this, that's, might be, man, this, man, might be too prized.
Were you depressed?
Whoa.
It's a great question and relevant. Depressed is like a,
I know it's a heavy,
yeah, yeah.
It's kind of like the extreme kind of feel.
I was definitely going through a lot.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking, I was also a self-sabotaging mechanism too, because I remember thinking, like, even if I did deserve better, I'm really not going to put the work in to get that. Like, that was in my mind. So I was like, this is as good as it's going to get.
That's interesting.
I knew I was going to settle, my bad. Yeah. I knew I was going to settle, and I was comfortable with it.
Wow.
For a while.
I remember thinking, I don't know. I don't think I've ever thought, I mean, this is a little off topic, but I've never thought, like, I deserve, like, this, in the sense that, like, this is as good as I deserve.
Okay.
I
mean, yeah.
Like, I've thought, like, yeah, I deserve this because this is what I earned, so to speak. Like, yeah, you know, this is, yeah, this is what you get. Like,
yeah,
you earned this. But I've never thought, like this is what I, like, I don't deserve better than this. In fact, I've probably been ignorant enough to think I deserve better when not actually deserving better.
You know, what's interesting is, like, I only thought that in relationships.
I was going to tell you, wow. I relate.
Never in career.
I was going to tell you, I relate to you because,
I'm sorry to cut you off. I've kind of thought that in a career, not quite that way, but I've kind of thought, like, I've been harder on myself with the career for sure than relationships.
Okay. Not relationships.
No, relationships, I'm just like, all right,
this is what it is.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I relate to you because there has been times when the reason why I was trying to make it work so heavily with a lot of my exes, it was because I felt like I'm not going to find a woman this good again.
Right.
Or I'm not going to find a relationship this good again. Yeah. Like, this one little thing that she does that I love, I'm not going to find that in somebody else.
Yeah.
And what I really had to understand was that, like, love is an addiction.
Yeah.
That thing that you think you can't create with somebody else, you can. And also to know that feeling is biologically designed to keep you guys bonded.
Have you guys ever seen the movie Her? with Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah,
remember that, Los?
Was that the,
like 8 years ago?
The computer.
Yeah.
I didn't actually see it, but I
didn't see the movie.
No, but
it's like, a movie.
Beautiful movie.
The preface is like basically he falls in love with the computer, right?
Yeah. Okay. But there's such an amazing line in that movie from Amy Adams, and she said, "Love is the only socially acceptable form of crazy." How many times are you with your homeboy? And you're like, I'm like going crazy, bro, but I love her, man. And then vice versa with the girls, you know, it's like, girl, you're going crazy, and this not you. Love is the only socially acceptable form of crazy. Because we're like, nah, you're in love, though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you could, you know, that love makes you do crazy things.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And when you normalize toxicity in your relationship, when you normalize arguing to the point where you're yelling at the top of your lungs and it's like who can get louder or who can prove their point more, when you normalize that kind of behavior, and like I did from childhood bringing it into my relationships, that's also what I mean by settled. Because I remember when I was arguing with Shay based on how I used to argue with all my other exes, I remember some of the times she would look at me and be like, this isn't normal. And I remember looking at her like, what you mean? This is day in the life.
Yeah. We're having a conversation.
Yeah. we're just talking, you know? And so, and I remember we actually talked about this on Toxic Relationships, how she was like, I remember the way you used to have conflict. I've never seen that before.
Really?
She's like, because like your level of toxic and your level of like arguing is different.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Than mine. Like, so if Shay is at like a 6, mine was a 12.
Yeah.
And my 12 to me was normal.
Yeah, you I think like that's two. First of all, it's a testament to Shay to like how she's been able to protect herself. But two, it's like, you know, and this is probably a wrong thinking
that's
of me.
Put up with your ass.
No,
but what I'm about to say is that like I think a lot of people who've been in relationships can relate to can that relate. Type of arguing. Yeah. I know it was definitely in my relationships in my past. I'm sure it was in a lot of people watching in their past.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean that it's okay, but like, you know, my instinct when I hear that is like, man, that's so unfair to JD to make him feel like he's a special case when it's like a lot of men go through and can relate to that.
Well, the thing is
not to make it okay.
But to add to that, like the special case thing is because we as men, like you're saying, feel that we just don't talk about it.
Yeah.
So therefore I look like this anomaly.
Yeah.
But it's
bro,
you're thinking the same shit. You just don't want to admit it. And that's fine. Do your thing.
Yeah.
It took me years to get vulnerable.
Yeah, so I get
it. It's a whole nother conversation too about, you know, childhood upbringing and the narrative of man up and all that. Did an episode on mental health on Who Can Relate. Shout out to Sam Webb.
Who Can Relate?
Anyways, but we talked about that. But to your point, it's just shameless plug. But yeah, it's
one more time.
Who Can Relate? But yeah, so it's, you know, we go through this.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of men out here who aren't alone. There's a lot of women out here too. Let's be honest, who have a hard time being vulnerable, have a hard time letting their guard down. Trust issues, not just infidelity wise, you know? So let's, you know, bring it all the way. But I think when it comes to back to the you know, the topic at hand about the ex thing, I think if anyone takes anything away from this is we've all done a lot of internal work to even be able to talk about this stuff. Number one.
Yeah.
And actually before that, so that's number two. Number one is to even be aware of it.
Yeah.
You're 29, Jay?
Yeah.
I'm 34. Los?
Old as fuck.
Okay. In your 30s. Would we be able to have this conversation 5 years ago?
Yeah.
10 years ago?
I wouldn't have been able to have it 3 years ago.
See?
Yeah.
I'm like, this conversation is weird.
Yeah. I wouldn't be able to have a lot of conversations five years ago. Yeah.
Not like that, but for sure. I've been
Yeah.
You're like, come on, man, why are you being sensitive?
Let's talk about sports.
Right.
Let's talk about sports, bro.
Right. How about those Dodgers?
Too much emotions for me. Fuck, did you guys see that fight last night?
Right. What you got, Jay?
Testosterone.
There was a fight?
No, I'm just...
Oh, okay.
No. See, it worked. See how good that worked? Look at that.
So, all right, let's...
I didn't see a fight last night. I'm sorry, but this was crazy. I was leaving a restaurant, and these two guys were fighting in the middle of the fucking street, just socking each other.
Damn.
And then they stopped, and they talked, and they walked back to a car and got in the car together.
Sometimes you need to let that
shit
out.
Yo, that's the most, like, God thing.
Did you see that, and then I want to contrast this, but did you see that Vine, or not Vine, TikTok, where there's two old couple, like, choking each other?
Oh, yeah, the guy, white guy and a black guy, right?
No, it was a couple.
Oh, I'm thinking something else.
They were choking each other, and then she was like, "I know what you want." And then, and then they're like choking each other, and they're fighting, and then they just start kissing.
Oh,
and they're like hugging.
Yeah,
it was the most bizarre thing that I've ever seen.
but you were gonna say something.
Oh yeah, so, I think so. From all this, you know, this conversation, I think one thing that I want to kind of dive into right now is, how do you recognize when you're in a relationship with one of your exes and you have to realize that, no, you have work to do?
Yeah.
What was one of the things that made you spark up? Yeah. Like, oh, you know what? I have some things I got to fix because, mm-hmm. and it's not on her.
Right.
It's on me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, to the point of how we opened up the conversation is like, would the person you are today mm-hmm. work with your ex? Mm-hmm. And in order for you to get to the person that you are today, you had to take some inward approach or some ownership and some things that you had to fix.
100%. That's a common question that I get.
Who can relate?
Who can relate? And I always say this. I had to want to make the changes.
Yeah.
Like, Shay couldn't force it out of me. No ex could force it out of me. No one could force it out of me.
Mm-hmm.
But some of the catalysts that got me. I feel like my man is like right here.
Yeah, it's wild.
Where is he? I can't see him.
He's right behind us. Okay. Yeah, he's all right. I hope.
he's like the road. but some of the catalysts for me were okay. Well, my daughter was number one. You know, am I the man I want my daughter to marry? Should she choose to marry a man? Am I that representation? Am I leading by that example?
Yeah.
Consistently is the key word. Also, once I became aware that it's a lineage thing that was passed down, like a generational curse in that regard, I had a conversation with myself, like, is my purpose while I'm here on earth to break that chain?
Mm.
So that my kids and their kids and so on and so forth don't even know what the hell I know.
Yeah.
And I was given. And then lastly, I asked myself what I desire. And it took me a while to then say what I deserve, as I talked about. I didn't think I deserved that. Is how I'm moving, aligning with that.
Mm.
Right. And the answer was hell no to everything. Hell no, I was not the man I wanted my daughter. I that's not the example I wanted to set for her as a father. Hell no, what I deserve and desire, I'm not aligning with that with my actions consistently. And then I wasn't able to comprehend and understand the breaking the lineage curse. Like I did, I was like, that's a lot of work. I'm looking at this uphill, like I'm good. I'll take the elevator, you know? So, but I think that crossroad moment for me was, I don't know, man. I'm that's a very good question. Give me a sec.
Yeah.
Process it.
This I know deep. For me, it took a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that's not the answer that people want to hear. I know that's not the answer that is desirable because mm-hmm. it's like, oh, well, I want a man that does all the work before I get to him.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, it took me recognizing that I'm not enough for the woman that I actually want, for me to go, I need to get my shit together. Yeah. I need to start to do this work. I need to start to get the self-discipline. I need to start setting up my own foundation in order to continue to attract the woman that I want.
Right.
And so I didn't do any self-work until I started dating Shan.
Interesting. Me too with Shay. Well, I started for like a little bit, but the real bulk of it was with Shay.
Yeah, I didn't do any of it because I felt like at the time I was young. I was 23 and 23, 24. And also at that time, I was happy with where I was at. I was happy with my options. I was happy with where, you know, I didn't think that I needed to do anything else to grow. Because I felt at that time that I was evolved.
Yeah.
I felt at that time that I was not like other dudes.
Yeah.
But then as I started to, you know, develop a relationship with Shan, I started to realize that like, oh, this is not going to be able to last the long term if I don't start to develop some like grown adult skills
and tools. Yeah, yeah. For sure.
If I don't learn how to communicate with you know, if I can't express my problems, if I can't have a dialogue when somebody is expressing what I'm doing wrong,
right.
If I can't, you know, be there to support her emotionally and physically and be there to, you know, be the man that she is expecting me to be, then she's going to go find someone else. I think the biggest misconception is that like, Shan is settling for Jared. And it's like, Shan doesn't need to settle for me. She has options. And especially at that time, she didn't need, I wasn't the only option for her, you know? And in order for us to continue to work, I had to adapt. And I had to recognize that. I had to see something that I actually wanted that I couldn't achieve at that time. And those were the ways that I was able to spark and to become the person that I am today. And ironically, like, I look at, you know, who I was at 23, and I'm tempted to say that I'm not drastically different.
Okay.
But I am.
Okay.
And when I say I am, it's because of the person that I was at that time. I was very a pushover, can I say? You know, I was very like kind of
Is it hard for you to ask for what you wanted?
Unopinionated.
Okay. Okay.
Unopinionated.
Passive.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't really have too much because I had so much at my disposal at that age.
Okay.
As far as if we're talking about just relationships.
Yeah.
It was just like, do I like you? Cool. You know?
That's all you needed.
That's fine. You know what I mean? And so that kind of bled over into every area of my life, you know, when it came down to music. Oh, is it cool? Oh, yeah. Well, let's record. Let's put it out. It's not a big deal. There was no finesse. There was no directness. There was no...
there was no intention.
There was no intention. Same with dating. Same with everything. And as I started to level up in life and in my own character, I've noticed that I've became more grounded and more opinionated and more like direct when it comes down to even just having certain conversations and what I stand for and what I believe in.
Right.
So when I look back at myself, I'm like, oh no, I'm not different at all. I mean, I'm not the same at all.
Yeah.
I'm actually I'm very different than I was before. And I think all of that has had to come with internal work that I had to, just like you're saying, want to do.
So was it?
It was because of a woman. All of that came because of a woman. Because
she brought that out of you? She made you aware of that other side of you? Or
unknowingly.
Yes, okay.
Unknowingly. She didn't come to me and say, well, if you want to be with me,
No. Yeah.
This is what you're going to have to do. She basically like just existed. Basically. Yeah, yeah. She just existed, and I knew that I wanted to make a life with her. And in order for me to do that, I had to level up my own life.
Bro, that Shan and Shay are very, almost identical in everything you just said. Because Shay had this way of being a mirror, as Lo said, but without me seeing that she was a mirror. You know, it was like, and she was patient and she was loving and she provided a safe space and I could confide in her. I can trust. It was just beautiful.
Yeah.
The button.
Oh, well, we don't have an all.
I was gonna say, I don't even I don't know where it is, but
round of applause.
We do.
Oh. Oh, there we go. Jay Kasane saying,
"Who needs labels now?" No, but Jay, to answer your question about what
that's beautiful
made
by the way.
made me change.
Yeah.
Interesting, and it wasn't that. It was not that. That's not my words. Not.
It was.
Solicit that.
Okay, go. Yeah.
Okay, go.
Could you imagine if he was saying like some fucked up shit?
Well, we'll find out because we definitely got some. You guys are fucking idiots. Yeah.
Shut that weak shit up.
Fucking light skinned losers.
Here's the thing. I hope the mics picked up that. Otherwise, we're gonna be like, "What the fuck are you guys talking about?" Okay.
Oh, God damn. Whew. Okay, go.
All right. Interesting enough, it's very similar to you said a woman, but for me it was a woman, but it was also just hitting rock bottom. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying financially, because for the first time at that point, I wasn't financially hitting rock bottom. I was actually considered very successful in my career.
I'm rich, bitch.
JD flies high.
And but I remember feeling.
It's a very distracting episode. Yeah, I can't. Yes, yeah.
Hopefully.
Is that Christian Bale? I can't work like that.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Who's the sound guy?
It's tough.
You call yourself a fucking professional? Right. Walking back in front of my screen.
But there was something that I felt that I had never felt before, and this is what I mean by rock bottom. There was a void that I had never felt before,
mm-hmm.
and that I knew no one could fill but me.
Yeah.
And that scared the shit out of me.
Yeah.
And it was failed relationship after failed relationship. It was not truly feeling and being happy, giving you the facade that I was, but damn sure it wasn't internally.
Yeah.
And then knowing no one could fix this but me.
Oh.
And so that was for real the catalyst, because I was like, well, shit, I ain't going out like this kind of thing. You know what I mean? I ain't going out like that. Yeah. And as I've said before a couple of times on either show, the cards that I was dealt with when I was born with my parents and upbringing is not the hand I'm going to play life with.
Mm.
I'm going to switch up my cards at the table and say, you know what, life, here's my hand. I'm all in.
You got a few hands in this thing, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think you got a few chances to
level
up.
Yeah. If you're open to receive those chances. You know what I mean? Absolutely. And so, mm-hmm. So that's kind of my answer.
Nice.
We got it. We got to let that marinate.
So, you know, for everybody out there who's, you know, tuning in, watching on YouTube or listening.
While you're there, like, subscribe. Comment.
Yes, do that.
Turn on notifications.
Tell your grandmother about us.
Tell your grandma. but yeah, so what I was trying to say was that, like, you know, this, I don't even know what we're going to title it, because we talked about a span of different things that I think.
It was reflection.
Reflection. I like that. We'll call it reflection.
Yeah. Reflection. This is my reflection.
Mm. and confessions too. Shit.
But yeah, I think this conversation, for me, it's made me think about what I believe if I would work with anybody else differently.
Yeah.
Because there's a part of me that arrogantly always felt. Mm-hmm. Like I said this earlier in the episode, that I could work with anybody.
Let me ask you a question. Yeah. When's the last time you thought that?
Last episode.
Oh, shit. Okay. I forgot.
Yeah. Last episode.
Okay, so before that.
Yeah. Before that, I would say.
And why?
Shannon and I did a video probably like a month ago. Mm-hmm. And I remember us talking about that specific thing.
Okay.
You know, do you think that you would be able to work with anybody that you want?
Mm-hmm. Because I've thought about it.
Yeah.
While I've been married, I've thought, not like, am I settling with Shay? No, I was just like, damn, like, I wonder.
Well, it goes back to that feeling of, like, you've done the work and the foundation of a basic relationship.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, I have all of the tools to make this work. It's all off of if I want to make this work or not.
Right.
But that's I think that is how you get into situations that could be toxic, because in order for you, it might become more important for you to make the relationship work, to feed your ego of like, yeah, I can make this work, and not realizing that you guys are just not fit for each other.
Well, that was the square peg in a round hole.
Exactly.
My ego was the square peg.
How much of yourself are you willing to let go to make this work? Yeah. And I feel like a lot of people get in that type of situation with somebody that you're trying to work out with is like, okay, yes, I understand. He hates when I do this, but I love to do this. But in order to make this work, I'm going to put that side of myself down so that I can have the peace of this relationship. And I think, like, you know, I could see myself getting to that place of like, I have all the tools to make this work.
Yeah.
Even if we're the wrong person, I'm going to figure out what I can mitigate in myself to make this work. And that's toxic.
Some people don't even try to mitigate it. They just keep doing that shit in the dark.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Mm. Talk about it, Los. Because I didn't even go there, but you're so fucking right. You know, I've definitely eaten a cheeseburger in the parking lot before I came in.
Did you, in real life?
Don't act like you've never done this.
Wait, have you actually had to do that exact thing?
I've had to. There was a time
I've done something like that, but not.
There was a time where, like, Shan got, like, really on this healthy tip. And like I was coming home from work,
I remember this story. Yeah.
Shag is like, she gets on a super healthy tip, right? And she's making dinner and she's doing all these things. And like, are you just driving past that McDonald's and you're just like, just pull over real quick, grab the burger. I'm gonna eat in the parking lot so she has no trace.
Right, right, right.
And then you just eat a little.
You, like, is that sesame seed?
Yeah.
But yeah, to your point, people do things in the dark. Yeah. Sorry, babe.
Yeah. I did that with smoking before. Oh, I got caught though. It didn't work. I was like,
it's harder with smoking.
Yeah, because it gets
and
on
you. Got hair.
Told me to smoke. I was like, man,
it gets on you. And then you if you
like, yeah, I'm not gonna smoke.
And then if you spray yourself with cologne, it's like much. A dead give off.
Too much.
Well, actually, what got me busted was my behavior, because what I did was I came in, I went straight to the shower.
Oh, she was like,
because I mean, I was, we were hot boxing. And I had some in my pocket. I was like, I'm going straight in the shower, clean up.
Or you got to come in real dirty, just rolling some dirt or something.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah.
And she was like, kind of just gave me a look or something. Like, she's, it was just odd for me. I was like, hey, what's up? And I was like, I got to take a shower real quick.
And she was like, I'm not okay.
She went and smelled my shirt. She's like,
oh shit!
It smells like smoke. Damn. Are you high?
No, I was barbecuing.
Like, no, everybody else was smoking, not me.
I was just there.
She's like, you're lying. I was like, yeah, I'm lying. Yeah. I'm high right now.
Damn. Well, shit. I mean, I think, yeah, I think to your...
Sorry.
JD's high.
I think to your point, I think a lot of people do settle. And I don't, now that, you know, through this conversation, I'm starting to realize, like, maybe going back to an ex is just never a good idea, you know, because unless that person, and I'm going off a tangent here because I'm like geeking out, but I hate the idea when you're like, well, somebody gives you an average and then you think about the exception to the rule. So I'm tempted to be like, well, if the ex did some work and then they grew and the reasons that you guys broke up.
We said try.
Yeah, I know. It's just like, but why would we want to do that? You know what I mean?
Because you do have to sometimes, depending on the severity of the relationship, to start. Well, no, because I believe closure comes from within. But another thing.
Ooh, wait, can you? Hold on. No, you can't just go through that real quick.
Hold on. But what I want to say is, don't lose it. What was the last thing you said?
I was just talking about like, do you want to try?
The severity of the relationship prior, sometimes you do have to not get closure. You got to scratch that itch. And it's out of respect, right? Because, for example, I have been the dumbass idiot that was like, can I just get another chance?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you know, and maybe it was out of, not pity, but out of respect. Like, okay, people make mistakes, whatever kind of thing.
Yeah.
Let's see if this could work out.
See if we can make this work.
Yeah. But ultimately, too, you got to say no to good.
So you can say yes to great.
I know you were like, shit, I hope this is the right one. But yeah, I mean, and like I said, for me to be in those cycles, is my man singing now?
Singing.
This guy is really trying to be the fourth member today.
He is the fourth member. But
you're going to lose it.
I'm good with this one. But I think when you feel like I don't deserve better than this. This is as good as it's going to get. Like, when it comes to that, to those people listening or watching, you guys have to really dig deep and find out what is causing that feeling. What is causing that thought? Because it's not true.
Yeah. It's not.
You got to dig deep.
It's not true. It's not true. Yeah. I remember with my first girlfriend. This is so crude. I'm not even going to share this. It's not necessary.
Never mind.
It's not necessary.
All right, great. Good talk.
See you out there. Nice. Can I get a button? For that?
It's so crude. This is,
I'm sorry. Do you want to say something? Yeah.
So crude.
Yeah. It's like, do you ever thought that thought, like, or if you go back to your first girlfriend, do you remember thinking this thought, like, I'll never find a pussy like this?
Yes,
okay. Why are you laughing at me, dude?
That's why we're laughing.
What did you think I was going to say?
I don't know.
What did you think?
I had no idea. It wasn't that.
It wasn't that.
I thought you were going to tell us about some like weird debauchery. Like,
and I thought you were trying to protect her, so you didn't want to put her out there on blast.
Yeah, I did not.
No, it was just like, damn, that's a very guy thought.
Have you ever seen the Chris Rock? Chris Rock did the...
Like you never thought that.
No, I've thought that. Not... the first girlfriend. Oh, I definitely thought that before.
It was Eddie Murphy. Murphy's, I think, Raw, his stand-up.
Yeah.
And he said, you know when you see a homeless person on the side of the road and you give them some crackers, and they're like, oh, God, this is the best damn cracker I've ever had in my life. I don't know, it's the best. You got any more crackers? And you come back the next day, he's like, here's another cracker. Like, oh, man, you got the crackers again, man. This is the best damn cracker I've ever had. And you keep giving him crackers, and he's like, bro, you got anything else? I'm tired of these crackers.
Wow.
That's your pussy analogy.
Except he never got tired of it.
Oh, he did.
We broke up. But we're not ending on that. We're not ending on that. Because I probably got to take that out. It's too crude.
My crack analogy was great, though.
It's too crude. I feel bad.
Never find a pussy like that.
Come on. Like, we're trying to go off this thing. Okay.
Best vagina ever.
At 15, how old were you?
When I first had a girlfriend, I was 19.
First time you had sex?
Yeah. No, I was first girlfriend.
But you... Oh, got it. Okay, got
How
it.
How old were you when you lost your virginity?
I was 14.
15. On my 15th birthday.
I was late to the party. I was 18.
Wow.
Nice.
Late, just by choice?
No, I didn't... actually, you know what? I wasn't even in a rush to do it at that point. Like, yeah, so
it's by choice.
It was... Yeah, no. Not really. I guess somewhat.
Or did you just evolve later, like mature
later?
No,
you know what? Like, so, all right, my freshman and sophomore year, like, I was, my mom still had me heavy in the church. So I was like, I'm a virgin forever.
Got it.
I was heavy in the church.
I'm going to be a virgin forever. I'm never going to lose it. Keeping my B card for Jesus. Anyway.
I don't mean to laugh. Fuck, you're going to kill us.
Sounds so.
You're going to kill us.
Never mind.
Anywho,
my
so
V card for Jesus.
Yo,
we gotta cut that out.
No, leave that in there.
Good quality.
Keep your V card for Jesus.
Keep your V card for Jesus. Yo.
If you sounds so predatory.
Yeah. All right, so I was heavy in the church, so I was like, "Ew, I'm not gonna do that." So
ew,
ew, Jesus wouldn't like that.
Okay, go, bro.
I'm going. It's part of the process. So I wasn't looking to do it at that point. And then I feel like my junior year, I wasn't in that mindset, but because I hadn't been looking for so long, now I just was kind of like, all right, whatever. You know, it wasn't a thing to me. And senior year is when all my homeboys started giving me shit for it. And I was like, all right, fuck it. I guess I'll do it now. That's how I did.
So it was pressure.
Yeah, for sure. It was more peer pressure than anything else.
Yeah.
Damn.
I wasn't in a big rush to do it. But, I mean, I wasn't mad that I did it. Like, I wasn't like, you guys are making me have sex. Like, it wasn't that feeling. It was just more like, all right, fuck it. Let's just go ahead and do it.
So did you enjoy it?
Yeah, all like 17 seconds
of it. How long did you last? how long did you last, Jay?
Mine's embarrassing because I didn't feel anything.
Really?
No.
Oh, wow.
Were you drunk or something?
No, I was like hyper nervous, like extremely nervous because my situation. I lasted a good amount of time because the thing about it was I was having sex with an upperclassman. So
got it.
I was in ninth grade and she was a senior.
Oh,
yeah. Been nice.
So I was trying so hard. My reputation was so important to me at the time.
Yeah.
So like I was just like super like.
Yeah, you were focused.
I have to perform.
Yeah, you're lucky. Yeah. Like the one time in my life I wasn't able to perform is because I was so hyper focused trying to perform.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
See, I wasn't. It wasn't like I was trying to perform. I actually went into it being like my reputation is over. So like I was just like,
really?
Yeah, because everybody tells me like you're gonna last 2 seconds. Like it's not gonna work. So I just knew, and she didn't. She got on top. Like so
probably better for you.
Was it?
I feel like when your balls are dangling, you come quicker. That's just my theory. If my balls are swinging, I'm gonna come quicker.
Is this Los versus Science?
Los versus Science. I feel like you probably got a point though. You probably got a point.
It's something about like especially if you're hitting it from the back and your balls are just kind of like
slapping,
doing this thing, like
slapping cheeks.
It's something about that, man, where it's like, yeah, I don't know. And like when you're laying down, things aren't moving as much. I feel like it's more stationary.
Yeah.
So there's more.
And it's crazy, too, for me, because it was like.
I don't know. Do y'all think you last longer laying down or
I am perplexed right now. I am back.
I didn't ever think about it.
Yeah. That's a great.
I mean, I can lay on my back for a good hour.
I can't. It's either one. If you're in the right spot and I'm in the right situation, like you have to slow it down, baby. Yeah.
I think there's something about when she's on top where I'm like it's unpredictable. So
yeah, yeah. It's
I can
hard.
Last longer.
Oh, really?
I can last longer when it's unpredictable really? For some reason.
Oh, interesting.
I don't know.
For me, yeah. Well, she got on top, so I thought it was over. I was like, this is it. And I didn't know how to put a condom on at the time, so she had to put it on for me.
That was nice of her.
Yeah, it was very nice. And so it was like, I was just kind of like, like, this is over. My reputation's over. She's going to go to school and tell everybody that, like, I was trash. But to my surprise, she didn't. She went.
And did you guys ever have the man. Where you were thinking about, like, puppies or something to try to last longer?
No, I was just like.
That never works.
It doesn't work.
Yeah, that never works. Because then, like, the puppy's face starts to, like, change to her face. And you're like, what the heck is going on?
The analogies that I heard were thinking about baseball, which I was like, what the fuck am I want to think about baseball?
I don't even watch baseball.
And then the other one I heard was, like, think about your, like, elderly female relatives.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, well, why would you want to do that?
Not even
and
hard.
I'm like, yo, like, I'm done now. I'm like, why would you tell me to do that? That's a terrible idea. Young men and their sex
advice. I heard, you know, to make yourself last longer. Uh-huh. You know when you're going pee?
Yeah.
Stop your pee.
Oh, yeah.
Start it. Stop your pee. Start it. Stop your pee. Okay. Because
just
the muscle.
Work on the muscle control?
Yeah, the muscle that is pulling, that's stopping the pee is the same muscle that, like, holds in ejaculation.
That doesn't mess up your prostate?
I'm sure it does. I'm sure it does.
Or maybe it strengthens it. It's a workout.
Yeah,
you know?
I'm sure it does. But the same muscle that you're using is the same muscle that is preventing you from.
All I know is the only person I can think about right now is Brian Boudreau.
What about him?
The ejaculation problem.
Oh, yeah.
He taught me that, man. That was my Brian takeaway.
We do have one of
those.
Anyway,
he said, JD, you didn't have a sex problem. You had an ejaculation problem. And I was like,
okay.
Wow. You're totally right. I was just like,
okay.
Enlightened.
I guess.
Shout out to Brian.
Los, you want to outro this?
What happened?
You want to outro?
I mean, well, give me a little music. Let's do
it.
So that's the episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Like, comment, subscribe. Say
write a
thing about
write a review
to your grandmother. Tell your grandmother about us. That's my goal. Tell your grandma about us.
Enjoy the podcast.
When I met it, really
that's
quick.
That's fine. No, keep it going.
When I, my bad. Outro on the outro. When I met that girl, Elena in Austin, she was with her mom, and her mom watches the show too. So we're almost to
real?
The grandma.
We're almost at
almost
grandma.
There.
Oh, okay.
Almost
Elena.
There.
Elena. Got mama?
Tell your grandma about us, mate.
We got mama.
Yeah, we got mama.
The outro sounds weird without none of us talking on it.
That's
still
it.
Dope.
Like, comment, subscribe. Tell your grandma.
Enjoy the podcast.